Good morning. We're actually going to build on what we saw yesterday. The question we asked is, when there's a shutvas yisachar zvulun, does the learner lose out on his schar, the schar of his learning, because he partnered with someone? Partners typically split things. They divide profits together. So is that the same thing here? And we saw opinions this way and that way. And today we're going to build on that. We're going to see some additional opinions that indeed the schar of the learner is not taken away. But then we're going to ask the following question: what happens to the worker, to the supporter, if the person who is learning is not learning lishma? If he has ulterior motives, he's not really doing it because he wants to learn, but he wants the money, or he wants to get a good reputation and make a big name for himself. Does the person who is supporting lose out because of that? So we're going to start out with the first question. In the Michtavim u'Ma'amarim, the letters of Rav Shach. So Rav Shach says it is not relevant when you have a partnership between a worker and a learner that the schar of the person who was learning will be decreased. It's not relevant to say that. The schar of a limud Torah is netzach. It's eternal, without any limits, without any bounds. It cannot be limited in any fashion. He does make a comment, and we will get back to the Simirat Hashem this question in the future. We mentioned it in the past, but I want to get back to it because it's a very important question. Is when we're talking about a shutvas yisachar zvulun, do you need an explicit condition? Do you need a real agreement that has been discussed in advance between the people, or in the absence of that, what if one is supporting the other? Maybe if it's even understood that he's supporting him in order to get the schar, it should be a shutvas yisachar zvulun. Is that sufficient? So Rav Shach's view was as follows: pshita lahi, he thought it was pashut. That should be chlal hachzakas Torah yesh geder shal yisachar zvulun. That, inclusive of this concept of yisachar zvulun, is not only if you have an explicit condition, conversation, contract between the people, but simply supporting somebody else in his learning would be also considered a shutvis yisachar zvulun. Just to continue in on our topic, the Sefer Vaish Moshe continued in a similar vein, that indeed, when you have a partnership between yisachar and zvulun, there's no decrease in the schar of the person who is learning. And he brings the following rationale. Look at Yisachar Zvulun. Yisachar Zvulun entered into this partnership. Yisachar knew what he was doing, and had he been giving away part of his schar, he would have never entertained entering into a partnership with somebody to have some of his schar taken away. And the same thing he says, there's another Shutvis Yisachar Zvulun, the Yisachar Zvulun were the original Shvatim, the sons of Yaakov, but you see that Shimon and Achi Azariah, that's how he refers to Shimon, is the brother of Azariah. It's referred to in the Gemara that way. And the Mefarshim explained, why is Shimon called the brother of Azariah? Because Shimon was involved in learning, and his brother Azariah supported him. And certainly they knew what they were getting into. And says the Sefer, Vayish Moshe, had it been the case that there was schar that is taken away from the person who is indeed learning, they would have never entered into those partnerships. So there we have it. More views that there is no diminution of the schar that the person who is learning receives by virtue of his having partnered with somebody else. So that leads to our next question. The Tshuva Beis Shlomo was asked the following: how about if the person you partnered with, you chose the wrong person? The Zvulun who is working has been supporting this person, and he turns out to be a bum. He's learning for ulterior motives. He doesn't have his head in the game. It's just not the right person, and he's not doing it lishma. So does that take away from the schar, indeed, that the zvulun should be receiving? So the Tshuvas Beis Shlomo says, Ein haschar shel zvulun nigra. The schar of zvulun is not decreased by virtue of his having partnered with Yisachar, who is not being osek b'tor lishma. He's doing it for other reasons. Ela nostin l'scharo, you give him the schar as if the Yisachar was learning lishma. So if his learning is good and he's putting in the hours, that's going to be good. Even if it's not lishma, however, on the other hand, even if it is lishma, but he's not putting in a lot of time, he really wants to learn, but he doesn't have a lot of time, and the quality is not good, he's distracted, that's also not going to be good. But if we have somebody who has ulterior motives, we're going to give the zvulun, the support of the schar, as if those motives were pure, and he'll get the schar that he has coming to him, which was part or half, or equal to 100%, they each split it, of what the Yisachar is actually learning. On the other hand, there are views that indeed, if the Talmud Chacham is learning Shelo Lishma, that will indeed take away from the schar that the worker, that the Zvulun receives. So it is machlokas on this point. Obviously, it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to decide, but the best thing to do for a Zvulun is make sure you choose the right Yisachar who will be learning Lishma. Not only will the actions, he'll put in the time and the effort, but his motivations will be pure as well. That is going to be the ideal Yisachar to choose. Have a wonderful day.